This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 274 for Friday, February 21st. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed on Friday, despite mostly negative sentiment in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil was positive, but Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed were lower. Crude oil lost more than $1 US per barrel due to rising United States stockpiles and refinery maintenance. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 172,800 tons of canola exported during the week ended February 16th. Cumulative exports this marketing year so far total 5.845 million tons, compared to 3.17 million 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar was down 2 tenths of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract was down 40 cents per ton at $679.70. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in the red, while wheat was mostly higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported export sales of 2024-25 U.S. corn at 1.454 million tons for the week ended February 13th. The figure was near the higher end of trade expectations. U.S. agricultural lender CoBank estimated 94.55 million acres of corn to be planted in the U.S. this spring, up 4% from last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported Argentina's corn crop at 19% excellent, up 3 points from last week, as well as 30% poor. The March corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.91. The USDA reported export sales of 2024-25 soybeans at 480,300 tons last week, also at the higher end of trade expectations. In addition, 19,300 tons of 2025-26 soybeans were sold to Mexico and Japan. For U.S. soy meal, 316,900 tons of 2024-25 crop were sold for export, while 19,400 tons of soy oil were purchased. CoBank projected 84 million U.S. soybean acres this year, down 3.6% from 2024. Argentina's soybean crop was rated at 17% excellent, up 2 points from last week, as well as 34% poor. The March soybean contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.40. The USDA counted 532,700 tons of 2024-25 wheat sold for export last week, as well as 98,500 tons of 2025-26 wheat. CoBank projected 10 million acres for all U.S. spring wheat except durum to be grown this year, down 5.9% from last year. The CGC reported 392,600 tons of wheat shipped for export during the week ended February 16th. So far this marketing year, 11.179 million tons were shipped, compared to 11.492 million at this time last year. France Agrimaire reported that its soft wheat crop improved 1 point to 74% good to excellent. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.90. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.09. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.31. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, February 21st. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.